Vines of Promise and Deceit. A Mage's Influence, Book 2. Written by Melanie Sellier. Narrated by Kira Fix. Chapter 1. Cadence. I dropped my spoon into my soup as my nerves jangled. Something wasn't right. It took me a moment to detach my thoughts from my usual worry about my absent sister to focus on the new problem. Whatever had caused the unsettled feeling, it wasn't immediately obvious. All around me, I felt the presence of power as I had done ever since my seed was activated. The mages in the dining hall formed such a crowd that their abilities knotted together in a tight clump. I stretched out further, using the new awareness that had already become second nature. In the halls and rooms of the guild, an occasional mage was still working or had decided to skip lunch, and the blazing strength of all three affinity heads was easily identifiable in their individual suites. The members of the Triumvirate, the people's voice in Tartora's government, had their meals delivered and didn't need to frequent the guild dining hall with everyone else. Alongside the distant mages, servants dotted the guild building, the faint candles of their weaker abilities moving in all directions as they fulfilled their regular duties. Their weakness might have disqualified them from a guild apprenticeship and subsequent status as a mage, but their abilities still proved useful in daily life, as my frequent hot baths attested. After months of monitoring the Mages Guild for incursions by raiders, the pattern of power was a familiar background to my life, as constant as my concern for Airly. And although I had only learned to identify the distinct feel of those closest to me, everyone in the guild had a generally recognizable presence, enough that none of them would have distracted me from my meal. Which was how I knew an unknown mage of substantial power had just passed through the palace gates. I shoved my chair back, standing abruptly. Now that I was paying attention, I realized there was more than one new arrival. Several mages of strength had entered together. My two breakfast companions stopped eating to look at me with varying levels of interest.
Is something wrong?
Gia sounded concerned. The Crown Princess still kept me company in the dining hall every day. Despite her parents' expectations, the passage of several months hadn't diminished her interest in being a normal apprentice. And Nicholas still followed everywhere his sister led, although he regarded me now with only the faintest trace of surprise and zero concern.
I just realized...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?